on the table, and I don't have to say anything.
I'll go to the last page first, just to
get the punchline.
Right. So what's the play button? Okay.
I think if we just hit the chorus.
We're good. We're on.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for coming. The Shear tonight, or the refreshments that are, I guess, on their way, are sponsored in Ilu Nishmas, my two grandfathers and my grandmother, Nechemya Leib ben Yeshua Zelig, Yitzchak ben Rav Ephraim Fischel, and Bela Bas Zelig. Who's, all their yard dates are all this month, at varying dates. Oh, on cue. Yeah, feel free to take a look. All right, we'll start it up. We'll start with the Gemara. So everyone should already know this by this point. So the Gemara Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We'll do a little review. The Mishnah from the underlined part says, Shomeres Yavam Shekidish Achav Esachotza. So we have a case, of three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven is married to Rachel, and Reuven dies. So now Rachel falls to Yibum in front of Shimon and Levi. So generally one of them would go ahead and either do Chalitza or do Yibum. But in this case, Levi, one of the brothers, goes ahead and is Mekadesh, and we'll get to what that means, but let's say, at least Arison, to Rachel's sister Leah. So Rachel is supposed to be either Yibum or Chalitza with Shimon and Levi, and Levi goes ahead and he goes and marries, or at least is Ma'aris Levi's Rachel's sister Leah. So Mishum Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Omrim lo hamtein ad sheyaseh echicha maitzah. What we tell Levi to do is, all right, you started the process, you were Ma'aris, your Yavama's sister, but now you need to wait. You can't go and consummate the marriage and take it any further. You have to wait and see what happens, or let some course be taken with Racha, with the Yibam. So, Chalatz la'achiv okansa, if the other brother, Shimon, goes ahead and either does Chalitza or Yibam to the Yavama, then Levi can go ahead, Yichmas et Zishto, and then he can go and fulfill the marriage that he started with her sister. Look at Rashi quickly. So Rashi Shemeres Yavam Shekides Echad Min Ha'achim Esachosa La'achar Shenafla Zu Lefnehem. So after Rachel already falls to becomes a Yavama in front of Shimon and Levi, that's when Levi goes ahead and marries her and tries to marry her sister Rachel. Who's Kulukul? And Rashi states, and you'll see this theme in Rashi, that the Zeka bond already exists. After the Zeka already exists with Rachel, Levi goes ahead and starts the process of marriage with her sister Leah. So, Mishnah tells us, our next Rashi, Hamtein milichnos, de kapagas ba'achos kuka, and he spells it out. Why? Because you already have, she was first, Rachel was already, had the Zeka bond between her and Levi, and then Levi went ahead and tried to marry her sister, so he is Pogame Ba'acha Zukuka, and he can't go ahead and consummate the marriage because that's forbidden. So Achi Yase Maisa, Shiichnasu Ha'achin Es Hayavama O Yechaltzu. So either you have to wait until the other brother goes ahead and does an actual Yibam or Chalitza with the Yavama, and then V'tayakar Zekasa Mimcha. And at that point, the Zekaban will fall away, and then the Levi, the other brother, is free to consummate the marriage.
Even if he did Kiddushin already.
Yeah, even did Kiddushin already. And the Rishonim are going to discuss exactly what he did, but at the very least, he did Kiddushin. So, back in the Mishnah, let's say, Mesa Hayavama, if while they're waiting for something to happen, the Yavama Rachel dies, Yichna Sesichta, then again, it's no different than if she wasn't Yavama. Anytime, even if he had actually gone ahead and married Rachel, if Rachel dies, then he can then marry her sister. The Yisra of Achos Ishta doesn't apply, or Achos Kuka doesn't apply once the Yavam is dead. Mace Yavam, but let's say his brother Shimon dies, the one who we're waiting on to do some action with the Yavam, let's say she dies, then Yotzi Es Ishto, then Levi has to go ahead and Yotzi Es to Beget, sorry, he has to divorce his wife, he has to give a get to Rachel's sister, Leah, Veishas Achim Bechalitza, and he also has to perform Chalitza as well.
Because she falls to him now?
You know, she fell to him because there's no other brother, right. But he's not allowed to marry her because he can't do Yibam because it's Achos Isha.
Right.
And he can't continue now, and he can't go and fulfill the Nisuin with his other wife because it's Achos Zikukas. So he's in, you know, he's stuck, and there's no one else to go and remedy the situation, so he has to get rid of both of them. So comes along the Gemara and brings up a fourth case. Ibailu, Mesa Ishto Mahu. All right, so we already had the case of if the Yavam dies, the Yavama dies. So let's say now his wife dies. So what happens? He no longer has an issue of Achos Isha, but he has, can he be Miyabim Rachel or not? Because he did have that interim period where she was his wife. So what does Rashi say? Rashi lays out the two sides. Mahu Bivimto. So mi aminan kevan de mesa paka iser achos isha b'sharia. Right? Do we say simply there's no longer achos isha because his wife had died, so he can go ahead and do even as if it never happened. Oh, Dilma, maybe there's a second side to it. Afagav de paka iser achos isha, even though there's no longer a problem of achos isha, kamaleh b'iser eishes ach, saying the iser of eishes ach, initially gone, has come back. Why? Hoil v'nesra alav sha achas. Because at some point when she was in this sort of interim state, waiting either for Yibam or Chalitza, they became usher to each other, or better yet, Levi created a situation whereby Rachel was usher to him by marrying or by starting to marry his sister. And because there was one point in time where they could not actually, she could not be a Yavama to him, so the ena nikori ba yavama yavala harik eishes ach sheish labanim vaasura lamis alav. And since a second existed where he could not perform the yibam, all of a sudden the iser eishes ach comes back, and there's no longer a chance for that to fall away, and so he couldn't do yibam. So Gemara continues, gives both sides. So Rav and Rabbi Chanina dami chavayu mesa ishto muter bivimto. So once I Rav and Rabbi Chanina say it's muter. Shmuel Rav Asi d'Amri Chavayu Mesa Ishto Aser Bivimto. Amar Rava comes along. Rava says, "My time into Rav. What's the reason for Rav who took the first opinion in Rashi that once his wife dies, then he's free to do Yibam with Rachel? Mishum Dava Yivama Shehutra. So it was a Yivama. This is the case. First, she became a Yivama that was mutter because when Reuven died, he was not married to Rachel's sister, and so it was just a regular case of Yibam. Vinesra, then she became Aser because he went ahead and started the marriage process with her sister, and you had a problem of Achos Ishto. V'chazrav Hutra, and then again, it's Mutter because his wife now died, so now she's back. So what do we say? Tachsur Latera Rishon, the first Heter that we had comes back. So not like the flip side of Rashi, where once there was a second of Iser, then everything falls away and can't come back. We pass in this way that it's back to square one. So we had a couple of intervening facts, but we get back to the square one, and he can now, either of the brothers would be able to do Yibam with Bracha. So that's the Gemara. I want to focus first on the general case of the Mishnah, like we talked about, right? What exactly is the case that's happening here? We know that one of the brothers goes ahead and is Mekadesh, the Yivama sister. But what exactly does he do? So that's really a matter of quite a debate among the Rishon. So we look at source two.
So this was talking about she already died though, right? Shemaris, in other words,
his brother died.
The brother Reuven already died before. Okay.
Yeah, the brother dies. The Yavama is sitting there, and there are two surviving brothers. And he goes ahead before they do anything with the Yavama. He goes ahead and marries her sister, or starts marrying her sister.
Okay.
So Tosos Yavama Shuchat. This case is quoted earlier in the Masechta. So some of the sources are in Yudches, some are on Mem Aleph. But what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Omri, didafke kidesh omrim lohamtein milisa mishum debshas nisuin nira kenosei achas zukasa. So he says it's specifically in a case where the brother goes ahead and does kedushin, which we're saying is erusin only. Mm-hmm. So only does the kedushin part. Why? In that case, we say don't go and fully consummate the marriage because word of Tosfos says nira kenosei achas zukasa. It has the appearance as if he's going ahead and marrying the sister of the Yavam who has the Zekaban. Avalim Nasa Kfar. But let's say he went ahead and fully did Nisun, he fully married or I guess one step ahead. He didn't. He did Nisuin. So I don't know if he didn't know if they had Bia yet, but he did Nisuin. So if that happens, Kfar Shehi Ishto Gemura, then it's full. I guess they Yichud, but it doesn't necessarily know what they did. But at least it's full Nisuin. Paka La Zeka Lagamri. So in that case, Tosfos says the Zeka bond is gone. It is totally distinguished. And then at that point, he can go and they're fully married. There's no, he's no longer in the parsha of Yibum with her sister. Even though we'll see, and from our intuition, we'd think it's not the right thing to do. He's not allowed to go once he's supposed to deal with the Yavama. But if he did go ahead and he did full Nisuin, that's enough. That breaks the Zeka bond, and he can go on. He can go on with his life, and his brother's left to tend with the Yavama.
He says in Tzarech Lahamtim Malibo, meaning he should finish the marriage.
Yeah, he could finish the marriage right away, right? Because
then we're no longer. So that means we're no longer concerned about what it seems like in the public anymore?
Exactly, correct. And we're no longer concerned.
We don't force him to divorce.
So. Yeah, and that's a good point, because we're going to get that specifically later. But yeah, there's no more concern. We don't care anymore. He did Nisuin, and now he's
free to go. Concern is only at a point where you could actually do something about it when you have a consummated marriage.
Right.
Well, is it saying that's more of an erva if there's Nisuin than Kiddushin only? That's not the issue.
Right, it would seem that's the
who's more of an Arab? Who's more of an Arab? The Yavama?
Well, correct. In other words, because now it's Achas Ishtoi, is there a difference whether it's Achas Ishtoi from the Suin or Eretz?
Right, so that's the question.
Tosos is saying
it is a difference.
The Suin,
yeah.
That's a qualitatively more of a
Tosos is confusing. It's not exactly, no, we're not, the Rishonim are not sure exactly what Tosos means, but Tosos is making a distinction between, but he uses, it's the phrase is, concerning, or not concerning, but the phrase that gives a lot of the Rishonim, the Achronim, some pause is because it's nirek achos, kinos achos ukasim, because that's a strange phraseology. Is it or is it not? And that's why it's a little bit tough to understand what Tosfos is saying. We'll get to that later, but Tosfos is the first one to make the distinction between Kedushin and Nisuin. While Kedushin is a problem, and we'll tell them wait and hold off until we figure out what's going on with the Yavama, but if there's Nisuin, then all bets are off. He's out of the parsha of Yavama, and he could stay with his wife, and that's it.
And Tosfos is just distinguishing between or separating Nisuin and Bia, just I guess to illustrate the point.
I think so, because he said let's say there's something still left to do. Otherwise, if he did, he could have said we don't force him to divorce her.
Right.
But I don't think because we see even from the Mishnah, even in a case of Eretz, we don't force them to say wait. So here. We just say there's no reason to wait anymore because you've already done the Suin. We don't need to make you wait. So Tosfos Rashi I copied here, but it's really verbatim with the Tosfos. He just quotes it on our daf. So if you look at source 4, it's the Keren Ora. Rabbi Yitzchak Shick died in 1851. It's all I can find on the internet about. I had never heard of the Sefer before, but I saw it quoted. So he takes Tosfos even to a little bit of an extreme, or what he thinks Tosfos means. So he said, because of daf de dafka kiddush, avlam nasa apaka zekasa lagamri vein tzarech lahamtin. Right, that was what Tosfos says. Once, if there's nisuin, then no reason to wait anymore. So midavrayam zal nira, tehu adin im ein sham yavam elahu. He says, this is the case that we set up our Mishnah of two surviving brothers. But he said, even if, let's say, he's the only yavam left, v'kadam benasa achosa, Paka hazeka vein tzarech lahotzi etz ishto beget v'hayavama niftara v'holechas la. So he takes it even to an extreme that we may not have thought is true, is that even if he's the only yavam, he goes ahead and he does nisuin with her sister, then his marriage is good and the yavama goes free. No chalitza, no yivam, no nothing. Before, we might have thought Tosfos or the case was limited if there's at least somebody remaining that can take care of the yavama, but Keren Ora says, from what he sees in Tosfos, that's not the case.
It's definitely a case of where he's mavatal the mitzvah, which we
right. He's definitely mavatal the mitzvah. But he's done it already. So what do we do? We don't say do chalitza anyway. That's it.
The coroner Ora say if it was a case of where he was the only brother and it was only kiddushin? Meaning at that point, the whole thrust of the Mishnah and the Gemara.
Right, because he can't wait for anything.
Wait for something to happen.
He's just saying what Tosfos
says. He actually goes on, I didn't copy that part, but he actually disagrees with Tosfos. He goes on to disagree.
He's saying that's dafka, that would be even in a case where there's no one left. So then you have to then explain what would he say by the case of Kiddushin.
But I think you'd probably say the same thing, because what are you waiting for?
Kiddushin, you're done.
Right.
So but that's not the mashmas in Tosas. Tosas is saying that Kiddushin is almost like we're still concerned because you haven't consummated the marriage. And therefore, it's almost like there's a way out before you finish it. We're still concerned about the Mara sign, whatever that is. Why would that be any different if it was just him? Meaning if it was, he was the only Yavam left. That would still be a concern. There's nothing to do, like you said, but maybe we would say at that point, we're still, because we haven't consummated divorce.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know what he would say in that case, because Tosa doesn't specifically bring in that case. So
Although you have the case in the Mishnah, the last case where it says that the Yavam Yartish Yishtav Gatsa Yishtav to the Chalitza. So you see, unless you want to say that if you did Kedushin, you don't have to do a get in that case. It's only in
I never heard you were giving no. Everything else has to stop. Have a good chance.
What were you saying that towards the end? I'm sorry. I feel like we're like hijacking.
No, he was right. So in the Mishnah, the case in the Mishnah that says if the brother dies, the Mishnah paskins that he has to divorce his wife and do chalitza on the Yavam.
Correct.
So that analogous case, if there's only one and he goes ahead and does kedushin, if we're not going to take, or even if possibly if we take the Karen Ora, would be, that's no different than when there used to be two brothers and then one of them dies, so he'd have to do the same thing. And maybe if it's only Kedushin, he would have to divorce.
Interesting, right.
We don't know if Tosfos would agree. The Karen Ora, he's just kind of taking Tosfos's position to the extreme, right?
The tension here is that he has a Zeke on him and he married her sister.
Right.
So the question is, what gets overpowered?
Right,
the other?
So you have competing bonds,
forces,
really.
Essentially.
Right, exactly.
I mean, the Suin would preclude the sister, and the Yibam would knock off his marriage. So the question is, what's knocking off what?
Right.
Okay.
So far we have the Tosos side of things, which has its distinction between Kedushin and Nisuin, depending on what he did. And thinks Nisuin is stronger and would knock off the Zeka bond, but Kedushin is not strong enough, and so we make him wait and see what happens to the Yavama and then take action accordingly. So Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz in source 5 starts to shift the discussion. So he starts by quoting Tosos. So we see, we can just start from the second line. V'dafka kidesh aval nasa eno tzarech lahantin, dekeven shekidesh, or keven shenasa, kfar paka hazeka sheesh lo ba'achar. So that was Tosfos. But he has a question on Tosfos. Im tomar, kinami kidesh, paka hazeka. paka hazeka sheesh lo ba'achar. V'amai tzarech lahantin. So according to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and we'll see later sources that elucidated a bit more, but his question is, why is Kedushin different than Nisuin? Either way, you're creating a marriage. That creating of the marriage should be strong enough to knock off the Zekah bond. Right. So we'll go through, there are other sources that spell out exactly, why the strong, how strong that question is. But Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz takes it for granted as, why do we care if it's Kedushin? Why do we care if it's Nisuin? Either way, it should knock it off. So the obvious question then remains, how does he deal with the issue that in this case, and we'll see again, this is spelled out clearer in other Rishonim, but how do we deal with the case that the Mishnah says, if he goes ahead and he does Mekadesh, the Mishnah says, wait and see what happens. But why is he waiting? There's no Zeke anymore. Why doesn't he just go ahead? He's Kedushin, Nisun, it doesn't matter. Why doesn't he just go ahead? So if you look at the bottom, he gives an answer, El Niril Defima Shiprashti La'el, Nicha Dekevet Shekidesh Be'isur, Ein Lomar Shetifka Zeke Bekach. The issue here is, you're basically almost, we're not going to reward him. It wasn't right that he went, everyone agrees that l'chatchila he should not go ahead and be Mekadesh your sister until something is done with the Yavama, but he went ahead and did it anyway. So in that case, the kedushin has it was not done properly, and there fiza filu nasa nami kevan shinasun naivisar. So even kedushin nasun doesn't make, he doesn't differentiate between the two, but he differentiates here because it wasn't a proper kedushin or nasun, and therefore that wasn't strong enough to knock off the zeka bond, and that's why here he has to wait and see. But according to the Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz, it wouldn't matter.
So we'll see.
The Rishon and Boss discuss that. Probably it's only Darabon.
Sounds like a Kanas almost, right?
Sounds like a Kanas, but he's not saying in a Kanas fashion, he's saying it's more of
it's just not strong enough.
It's weakened.
The Nafmina would also be if she didn't do Chalitza and Minatora was a good marriage, they just make her give a divorce, so then she's fine. Even if she gets married, the children wouldn't be mamzer.
Right.
But
I don't think
if you say that it's only drab, if you say that midaraisa it's not, if you say that midaraisa it's not a good marriage, then if he doesn't do chalitza with her, then that's a problem.
Right. Well, he would have to do according to this though, he would have to go ahead and do chalitza. We're not. That was only what Tosfos said, that if you do kedushin, that the wife is then the nivam is then free and doesn't need chalitza. According to this, you'd still need to do, someone would need to do chalitza on the Yavama before she can.
Shabbat is going to argue with Tosos. Shabbat is going to say that no matter what, meaning whether it's Kedushin or Nisun.
Kedushin or Nisun would be good enough to knock off a Zeka bond generally, but here it doesn't because this was a Kedushin or Nisun that was done by Isser. And either you could say it's a Kanas, or you could say that it's, that it weakens.
He's going to have to do Kerushin.
He can wait. This is, they're explaining what the, how you set up the case in the Mishnah. So he's still in limbo. He has the Arison done with the sister. He just has to wait. Wait for something to be done with the Yavama. Once the Yavama goes away and the Zega bond is destroyed from a different perspective, then he's free, then he'll continue and consummate the marriage. He's fine. He doesn't have to divorce her. He hasn't done anything wrong in the sense that he has to divorce her, but because it wasn't a strong enough kiddushin, it wasn't enough. The kiddushin itself couldn't knock off the zegabon. He needs to actually have his brother do even more chalitza to knock it off.
And in a case where he's the only one, then according to those Rabbeinu Peretz, if he's the only one, then he would have to divorce his wife and do chalitza.
What
he's saying is that because of the kiddushin being done by Yisrael, it cannot knock off a zeka.
Right. And he put himself in that position. If he's the only one, he put himself in that position.
And the reason why it was a kedushin b'Isser was because it was a zeka.
Right. He tried to marry his wife's sister to some extent, or his zeka wife's sister.
Okay.
All right, so look at source 6, the Ramban, and here he spells out the question on the Mishnah more clearly. Ikala Medak, Kevin Chikicha Halaza Achas Isha, Himiad. So, like we said, since we say this is a case where the brother went ahead and married the Yavama's sister, so that should break the Zeka bond, and he should be able to consummate the marriage. You shouldn't have to wait. Demaishno nesuin me'erisin betravayu achos isha himidaraisa. Right, and this is similar to what Yehuda was saying before. This is a kedushin de'oraisa, and so it should knock off the Zeka bond, which presumably is derabanan, or again we'll see. There's some differing opinions, but he has a marriage d'oraisa, whether it's kedushin or nisuin, and that should knock off the zeka bond, and he shouldn't have to wait. Bikel Matayitz, he brings down this answer. He doesn't quote the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, but it's the same answer. Some say kedushin dehetera potrin tsarasa diyusura ain potrin. Right, if you don't have a strong enough hetera kedushin, that's not enough to knock it out. And the sources he quotes bring a comparison to somewhere else in our Gemara. Kedetmar Hasam, Ma'amar dehetera kani disura lakani. We have a case, without going into details of the case, you have a Ma'amar that was inappropriate because you couldn't be Miyabim the Yibam. It was a case where you weren't really supposed to do Yibam, but what you went ahead and did Ma'amar instead. And we said, it's not Kona because it's a Ma'amar de Yisura, right? But the Ramban says, Lo nahira liklau, the Hasam Ma'amar b'makam Yibam kai. These people that are, these Rishonim that are relying on that Gemara to show that, Kiddushin B'Isser is like a Mamar B'Isser, and so it's not enough to break the Zekabon. That only works for Mamar because Mamar gets all of its power, I guess, from the Yibam. So they can't do Yibam, then the Mamar is not good. That's why a Mamar de Isura doesn't work. But Kiddushin, but Kiddushin is its own separate act. Mikol Makom Kanu. Kiddushin is always good. Kiddushin is good. V'kevan tekanu bevadai pochnei zachutzah. So in this case, even though he should not have done, it wasn't proper what he did, but it's still a valid Kiddushin, and so it works. The Kiddushin doesn't need the strength of the Yibam to take precedence. So he doesn't like that answer. So what answer does he get? Miu yesh lomar, delman damar yesh zeka, miktas kinyan sheyesh loba min ha-Torah, pogim alav kedusha echosa, ben kedushin gemurin, ben kedusha mamar, she'enon gomraba. So he says, according, if you hold, and this is all according to the opinion that held yesh zeka, that's why we have this issue here. So if you hold yesh zeka, the zeka that exists is pogim the kedushin, whether it's a kedushin, whether it's erisin, whether it's mamar, any type of kedushin can't take full effect in the face of a zeka. And he says, in this case, if you would have gone and done a full nisuin, we would make you divorce your wife because you can't have the nisuin go ahead over the zekaban. We would have to end that. But when do we say that the zekaban could be broken by kedushin or nisuin? It's not really that it's broken, but really that if you a kedushin or nisuin would prevent the zeka from attaching. So in this case, if he would have gone and done Kiddushin, even if it wasn't Nisuin, with Leah, the sister, before Reuven had died, before Rachel became a Yavama, then what happened was, then if Reuven dies, Rachel never becomes, there's Zeka never takes effect, because Zeka can't overtake the Kiddushin bond that's there. Similar to what Maishi was saying, is that we have competing forces, so which one takes precedence? So what it seems from the Ramban is, it's almost whichever one is first takes precedence.
Right.
Although the Kiddushin does still have some effect. It's a little different, right? Because if he was Mekadesher first and then the Zeka doesn't do anything. There is no Zeka at all. It totally prevents any Zeka. But if the Zeka bond exists, then he does Kiddushin. The Mishnah doesn't tell us there is no Kiddushin. It just says, wait until you see what happens with the Yavama and then follow up. So it's not necessarily that the Kiddushin has no effect. You probably still do have a Kiddushin part because you couldn't go ahead and perform Yibam. So it's not like the Kiddushin doesn't take effect at all. So it is a little bit stronger, but at least in terms of what Kiddushin does to
it doesn't move the Zeka bond.
It doesn't move the Zeka bond, exactly. But it does have some significance still.
So again, the point that Yehuda brought before about how do we define Zeka? It would seem the Ramban is clear that Zeka is powerful enough that it has a chazam on what is halachically.
Yeah, definitely according to the Ramban.
And therefore, it would be midaraisa. What it is, we still don't know, but it would definitely be midaraisa.
The Kiddushin would not take effect midaraisa, it seems, from the Ramban. Yeah.
You see also from the Ramban that the other people, that he understood everyone else's holding was only Darabon, meaning that it was only Darabonin. I mean, he's obviously going, if you go according to the Ramban that hold that Zeka's midaraisa,
right.
So then that means that Zeka is a Kenyan deraisa. So only a Kenyan deraisa can.
Not Kenyan. It's a bond.
No, there's an element. That's what he's saying.
It's a deraisa bond. It's not Kenyan.
No, he says Zeka mixes Kenyan sheyeshu min haTorah. So meaning it's creating a Kenyan deraisa on her. So that preempts any other Kenyan from happening. Well,
the fundamental difference between Taisus and the Ramban seems to be that the Ramban as the Taisus Rabbeinu Paritz also assumes that there's no distinction between Kiddushin and Nisuin.
Yeah.
And Taisus doesn't make that assumption. He makes it. So that's why the Ramban and Taisus Rabbeinu Paritz need this to understand the Mishnah itself.
Right.
Whereas with Taisus, it's just a diuk in the Mishnah saying, interesting, if it's Nisuin, that would be different.
Right. That's why the Ramban is the one who brings down the question saying, according to the way we understand it, when Kiddushin and Nisuin have the same power, there needs to be a reason why this Mishnah works. Otherwise, there's no reason for him to have to wait.
Right. Because what's the distinction? So they don't see any basis for distinction.
I think my point is valid in the sense that if you hold Zeka is almost like a Dorabana bigger thing, so then the question becomes, how does this Nisuin or Kiddushin, whether there's a distinction or not, how does it affect Zeka? Zeka kind of is almost like a wobbly feet, and it's like, what kind of effect does this act that he did, the Zeka, that is, what kind of effect it has. Here the Ramban is clearly saying, no, the Zeka is there and stands on very solid ground. What effect does it have on the Zeka Kiddushin? kind of like almost like which way the street's going.
Right.
Like,
and so, yeah, again, because he says it's a full Kenyan, and so once it's there, right. That's it. All you can't knock it off, except, and we'll see, that's a good segue to the next source. The Numukiyose basically has a similar position to the Ramban, but doesn't have to state it as explicitly. If we look at the underline, Vidafka b'masa achiv b'yavimto, hudapaka zekasa. He's the only way to get rid of the zeka bond is his brother to do some maisa with the avama. Either it's chalitza or yibum. Avam yishim nisuin da achosa lo paka. But nisuin is not strong enough. So again, he doesn't go into the same detail that the Ramban does, but the key here is the only way to remove a zeka bond is kedushin good enough? Is nisuin good enough? No. The only way to remove a zeka bond is to do a yibum act, either yibum or chalitza. And that will remove it, and then we can go back to the status quo.
This is even more extreme than, this is the most extreme so far, right? He's saying that one of the other brothers has to remove it.
He happens to state the achiv, but I can think is here, because he's just quoting the case here, is that there's another brother. I don't know what he would say if they're...
I think what he's saying is there's nothing that this brother himself, meaning he has a zeka on him, right? But he doesn't want to do anything to her because he's marrying his sister.
Right.
There's nothing that he himself can do that can permit that until the other brother does.
Correct. You have to do
meaning
the only way to
or nisun.
Yeah, that but that's anything? The Ramban said the same thing. The Ramban said the same thing.
He's, right, right.
He's saying it's that the only way to remove a zeka is a yibam act, which is, I guess I'll call yibam act, is yibam or chalitza. But you have to do something with the yavama. You can't take a exterior force and basically push it off, which is what Tosfos was, you know, brought initially, that if you have the stronger force, like in Nisuin, you could push off the zeka by yourself. It doesn't have to be dealt with the yavama herself. And Ritva says, you know, brings it down as well. In source 8a, Perish Oshi Achlotz Oshi Avim. I'll skip one line. Vidaf b'mas achav b'yavimto hu depaka zekasu minei. Right, only has to be something that your brother does with the yavama herself. Avam yishun nesuin de avid ba'achosa lo paki kitkasib no la'el v'fichach tzarech lamdin. And that's why he has to wait. And the Ritva goes into a bit more detail earlier on, and he actually brings down Tosa's opinion and has a question on it. That's what I was referring to earlier. So we just look at the second column in 8b. The first column he just repeats what he said before, is that you need to have a maisa with the yavama to actually remove the zeka. So here he's quoting the opinion of the Ri, which is brought down in Tosos. Od kasav hu zelashono v'dafka b'kidushe achosa lo paka zekaso l'man dar b'yish zeka. Right, what Toso said, that only by doing the kedushin, that's not enough to remove the zeka. Aval b'nesuin da achosa paka. But if you did go ahead and do nesuin, keichad amrinan hacha da paka kishiyasa achiv maisa. So he's spelling out what Toso is saying, that either the nesuin act is just as strong as an act that your brother does with the yavama to knock off the zeka ban. V'yayiv time el milsa, the dilma. This is similar to what Maishi was saying. What's the reasoning? Because when we have Zeka, it's as if the Zeka itself is a Kedushin on one side. So why should one Kedushin push off the other Kedushin? The Zeka Kedushin was there first, so why should this new Kedushin push off the Zeka Kedushin? But when you do the Nesuin, which is a stronger act, bringing the sister into your house, so once you've actually brought her into your house, then we're not going to have the kedushin of the zeka make us remove her from your house. We'll let you go. So that was what Tosfos says. But if you look at the next paragraph, Ritva doesn't like that opinion. He says that what should be, if you hold the zeka bond, so there should be nothing that, there should be no difference between a nesuin act or a kedushin act. If nesuin is enough to remove it, kedushin nami lamafka. Kedushin nami lamafka. The kedushin del raisa v'zeka de rabbanan. Because on one hand, we could say that the kedushin, whether it's kedushin or nesuin, is del raisa, and zeka is de rabbanan, and so it should outweigh it there. V'zeka del raisa. Or if you're going to say that it's zeka is de oraisa, then masha eno nifkas mishum kedushin eno betam ukedin shehifka mishum nesuin. Then if it's del raiso, so it's so strong, it's not going to be moved by kedushin, then it should also not be removed by nisuin. And he says even furthermore, if it was a case, if nisuin did work, then instead of saying he should wait, why don't you tell him to go ahead and do nisuin, and that'll remove it. That point is a little tougher because he's not right, because he's not allowed to do nisuin. So just because he did one act wrong, we shouldn't say go even further. You know, so I don't know if exactly how you respond to that point, but his basic point is kedushin and nisuin come, you know, are kind of cut from the same mold. And so if one works, the other works. If one doesn't work, the other doesn't work. Against what, and, you know,
weird the way he asked and the way he answered. The way he asked it, he's almost like presenting the idea that Zeka is the same as Kedushin, and then Yibum would then kind of be on the other side the same as Nisuin. So Zeka is like the first step in that.
Well, that was when he was presenting Tosfos.
Right, but that was the premise of the question. And then the answer is, well, that doesn't make sense because if it's Deraisa, it's Deraisa, it should knock everything down. If it's, but I guess if I'm Tosfos, I'm saying.
Right. In fairness, Tosfos, I should have said beforehand, in fairness, these were like 6-page Ritva, so I had to cut it. There's a lot in the middle where he goes through why he thinks that Kedushin is. There are a lot of other Gemaras he brings in why Kedushin and Nisuin are synonymous. So then he goes back. I probably should have made it clear. There's a lot of in between here, but I don't think we'd have time
there's
to go through
hour,
it.
Right.
But it's true. He presents Tosfos a question, but then he goes through a lot of sources why Kedushin and Nisuin are equal from their strength perspective, and that's why he goes and says either they both knock it off or they both don't knock it off, but you can't split it in half.
And is that something that can be said for Tosfos, that could be kind of like a way to approach Tosfos, in the sense that Tosfos is holding this concept that Zeka is almost like the Kedushin, and then Yibum is the Nisuin, is the kind of like you're consummating that relationship,
right?
And therefore they can't necessarily knock each other out, and therefore we wait. If he does Nisuin, we wait. I mean, Kedushin, we wait. So the other guy knocks off that Zeka, then we can consummate it.
It could be. I didn't see anyone bring it down, but it could be that they're at least similar in terms of, right, one sort of creates the bond, but it's not a total fulfillment of the bond and a full-fledged marriage. So you do have that on both sides. That's true.
Is everyone learning? Is everyone? I mean, I see the Ritva obviously is, but is everyone understanding in Tosfos that Tosfos is learning that Zeka is going even according to the Mount Nemer that Zeka is Deraisa? Meaning
no. Not necessarily. We get the Rashba is a very
because the Rashba points it out specifically. Like he said, he's explaining Tosfos even according to the Mount Nemer Zeka Deraisa, that Tosfos is still making a distinction between Kedushin and Nisuin. Right.
Oh, whether Tosfos.
You could have said in Tosfos that it's like almost like in Derabanan, like how it's a Derabanan Zeka, so distinguishing between Kedushin maybe and the power of Nisuin. Whereas the Ritva seems to be pointing out even if you hold that Zeka is Deraisa, Tosfos is still making that distinction. And
the Ritva thing, right? The Ritva thing should go no matter what you say about Zeka, right. it should be the same thing. I don't know if anyone else touched on as much with the Deraisa versus Derabanan.
Josh, right? We're never
going to
get the
truth.
Sorry, go.
I don't know. Okay, so let's get back to Tosfos because everyone's very concerned with Tosfos here.
Trying to defend.
We go to source 9. The Meiri kind of is the first one to come and sort of try to get more explanation in the Tosfos. So, comes along the Meiri. Omer lo hamtin at shiasa achicha gadol ma'asa rotzolomer. Right, like we were saying before, we wait and wait for his brother to do Yivam or Chalitza. This way, that according to everyone, removes the Zeka, and then he can go ahead. Sorry, skip down to the next part. So the reason why we tell him to wait is why? Because if he goes ahead and he doesn't wait for his brother to do something, right? The problem we had. He has a Zeka bond to this Yavama, so he can't go ahead and marry her sister. And really, like we said, he never should have done the Kedushin in the first place. Once he's already done that, Omrim lo hoel uvisha she kidashta achos kuka kidashta has Hizhar mi lechanos. Oh, fine, right. So he says, but once, so he really never should have gone ahead and done the kiddush in the first place. But once he goes, once he's done it already, we tell him wait and see what happens. Right, she'af al pi she'af b'kiddushin nikres hayavama achal ishta v'haya lanu lomar she'kiddushin mafkinas hazeika ki ilukansa ein omrim kein she'af hazeika ki kiddushin umayulumay dahani mehani. And this was, this was really the case what we were saying before, is that the kiddushin itself, the zeka itself, is like a kiddushin. And so we have sort of competing kiddushins clashing. And so why should one knock off the other? Hilkach ena kiddushin mafkin shalasa rasabia acha tifka zeka. Right? That's why we say we hold up, we say wait, see what happens before you go and consummate the marriage, because we have kiddushins going back and forth and we can't have, one does not outweigh the other. But if he takes it to the next step and he performs the nisuin is another step, is a stronger step, and therefore it's not, we no longer have competing kiddushins, we have a nisuin that trumps the kiddushin, and then, like Tosfos said, he can go ahead and marry, you know, go ahead and continue the marriage with his current wife, and the Yavama would either go free or just be sitting, or would be the responsibility of his brother.
Although you could say as far as why Kedushin should be stronger than Zeka, just Zeka goes off by itself in many instances, whereas Kedushin, if he's Mekadosh a woman, he has to give her get. It's a specific relationship of Zeka.
Right, yeah, and I think that's probably why.
That's what I'm saying. You could make the argument, whereas when he says, why is one stronger than the other, you could argue that Kiddushin seems to be stronger than Zeka.
Right, but he could be saying...
Or you could argue that because Zeka happens by itself, it falls off by itself. And Kiddushin requires an actual act.
But I'm saying it's more of a
kinyan,
specific... In other words, because Zeka works, you could have five brothers of Zeka, but they can't even all act on it. So it's one goal, five applications,
yeah.
Then four fall off.
Right.
In a normal case, you could argue this.
Right, right. Yeah, makes sense.
So, the next source is the Rashi. This is where all the Achronim bring down the Rashi, because the Rashi has a very, very unique understanding in Tosfos. So, source number 10. Igal Medak, Maishno Erusin, Maishno Nisuin, Mekavan to Kitcha Ishto da Raisahi, Vitezei Lozu, Mishim Achazisha. Right? So, the first question he has is, you know, what everyone else is saying. Why are we different? What's different in this case, why once we have kiddushin, the kiddushin should be enough to knock off the zeka, and then he should be able to go on and marry this woman. He should not have to wait. Let's skip down actually to the second paragraph. Mistabrali, devadai dina hachi. So he says like Tosfos, Eina erosin debasar zeka dochen biyavama dechia gemura aman damri yesh zeka. According to the opinion that says Yesh Zeka, if you have an Erusin that happens after the Zeka bond already attached, like in our case, you already had the Zeka and then he went and was married her sister, that is not a Dechia Gemura. It doesn't totally push off the Zeka. That's why in our Mishnah we said he has to wait because it didn't fully push it off. That's Eishes Achiv Bechlitza, right? And then that's the next case in our Mishnah, is that if the Yavam goes ahead and dies, that's the third case in the Mishnah, the Yavam dies, we can't just say, oh, okay, well, he already married to her sister, so let him continue with his marriage. No, he has to then go and divorce his wife and do Chalitza, so he loses out really on both. Right? And to the Rashba says that this is the first one who gets in distinction of Deraisa Derabanan. He says this whole ruling of our Mishnah is all Derabanan. None of this is Deraisa. Nor does he say, Mihu, Vadai Nisuin Debasar Zeka, Dachu Dechia Gemura. The Nisuin, sorry, and again, these are cut. There's a lot in between here, but we're just pulling out the highlights here. So Vadai Nisuin Debasar Zeka, Dachu Dechia Gemura. So he brings down this a case we have at this point, is earlier in the Masechta, of where we ask, according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, if Beis Shammai holds that Ma'amar is Kona Kinyan Gomor, that in a case where we have two sisters that fall, you should have, each one should perform Ma'amar and then be Kona, that wife, and basically saying that, implying that the Ma'amar would be enough to knock off the Zeka bond of the other sister, and then they could both go ahead and marry, if you hold that Zeka is, if you hold that Zeka is Dorais. So we say, but what he's saying is, from that we see that there is this ability to knock off the Zeka bond without performing an action on the Yevama herself, but with this third party action of, in this case, he's saying definitely on using the Suin. And we'll see why he says Erison wouldn't work. So the next paragraph, Ula Namar. The Lamandamar Yesh Zeka. And this is where he explains, right? He holds there's a distinction. He holds Tosus a distinction. It's that Erison would not be enough to knock off the Zeka, but Nisuin would. And why not? But the distinction he makes is, and it's not that Tosfos doesn't say this, he's actually probably trying to explain Tosfos, that the reason the Erison doesn't work only Derabanan. It's a Derabanan that it doesn't work. Deoraisa, they both work like the other opinions we said, but Derabanan work goes there that Erison doesn't work. And why? So Ulai Namar, the Lamandamar Yesh Zeka, Havilei Ke'en Mekudesha. So the Zeka bond creates this almost like a Kedushin type connection. Kevin Shel Hispik Lichnos Esachosa, since he hasn't gone and fully done Nisuan with her sister, Omrim Lo Hamtein, Kadesh Lo Yira Kekones HaMekudesh Lo Rishon. Right? Those are pretty much precisely the words of Tosos. We don't want it to seem as if he is marrying the sister of his Zekuka. Aval im kadam v'kanes ein machmir nalav kol kach lehotzi es ishto v'afilu lav risha demasaso asui. But if he did go ahead and do nisuin, the rabbanu would not go there that far to go ahead and say that he has to end that marriage. V'afinami kol shum ukav machmasa eino niteres l'shuk b'chdi elacholetes midivrei. He said, and this we take to one step further. Not only did the rabbanu decree that he should not go ahead and complete the Nisuin until something is done with the Yavama, but they went so far as to say the last case in our Mishnah, which is if something happens, that he's now the only one there to do the Alitza or the Yibum. Even though Deoraisa, his Kedushin, knocked off her Zekabon, and really there's no Zekabon left because he has no brothers, and his Zekabon is knocked off Midaraisa, their Bonor goes there so far that even in that case, they make him do Chalitza on her Midarabanan. So not only does he have to then divorce his wife, but he has to do Chalitza. So that's how strong the Rabbanan made the din here. Aval b'shekadam hu v'konas v'enam uko machmasa ahi lo tzrichua Chalitza el yotzu l'shikbaloklam. But in a case of Nisuin, the Rabbanan were not gozer at all. They weren't gozer Nisuin. I guess they weren't, right, because of the idea of Nira that you're married Achlo Zekukasa, I guess that was only an issue because you only did Kedushin. And then you go ahead and you do Nisuin, they'll think, oh, he's marrying his Achlo Zekukasa, maybe that's allowed, maybe I could do it too. But if you already went ahead and you did the Nisuin, then we're not worried anymore, you already did it. What's done is done. So it's not going to be a problem of people are going to see it and think that this is what you're doing. You did it already. It's done. So Midaraisa, it works. Rabbanan weren't gozer because there was no reason to be gozer in that case. So that's how he explains the Tosfos. But then he comes with a question based on the case that we had in our Gemara. Ikala Medaktuva, the next paragraph. The Kevon Sheniftari of Amal Gamrei beKedusha Echos. Right, we said Midaraisa Kedusha knocks off the Zeka bond completely. There's no more connection between him and the Yavama. It's Imkain. Hechiyama Rav Gemara, Mesa Ishto Mutar Yivimto. Right, Rav's case, the case he brought down in the Gemara was you go ahead and you do kedushin on her sister, and then what happens? Your wife, the one you're mekadesh, dies, and now what happens with the Yavama? She's now back in the is she back in the picture or not? And what does Rav say? Rav Paskins that Mutar Yivimto. You go ahead and you marry her. You marry the Yavama. We paskin like Rav, right? It makes the isha more bevimto. The kaimelan nami, the nesuin mihadochen beivama dechiyagemura. The hilchach im avra v'nasas ishto niftari avama v'hachol v'nises l'shuk. V'imkein, hech efshar, la'achar shetamos ishto. So he says, if that's really the case, that midoraisa, you've knocked it off, so now what happens? His wife dies, and the yavama should be back in the picture. How can we say, tachzor yavama etzlo, shekvar niftara? She's, how could you then go and do yivam or chalitza with this yavama? We already, midoraisa, she's not a yavama anymore. So how can you go ahead and say it? So now, here comes Marsha, the Rashba, sorry, that comes with a very novel shita. So mitoch kach, yesh li lomar, the lavla memra shtei avama zekukalo, lo lachlot v'lo liabim, elo mutter b'lvad kamar. So we would have, what do we think the case in the Gemara was? That if the wife dies, the yavama's back in the picture, you do chalitza or you do yibam, because she's a yavama again. The Rashba says, no, that's not what the Gemara means. It means she's mutter. You want to marry her? Great. You don't? No problem. She's just a regular woman out in the street. You can marry her if you want. You don't have to marry her. But there is no more din yibam. So that's what he's understanding.
It's like a regular Tosos. Person whose wife dies, he can marry the wife.
He can marry the wife's sister. Yeah, because you have no more connection at all with the yavam. It's just gone.
Okay. He's originally understanding mutter that you have to.
Well, originally we thought. I mean, and if you're like a Rashi, not that you have to marry her, but you have to do even more chalitza.
You have to do something.
You have to do something. But he's saying no. She's a woman. So you marry her if you want. Don't marry if you don't want. A klomar shilu ratz alisosa ain asurulu. She's not aser. The time of the milsa mishum dekevent to b'shas nefila hutrulo. Shuv Efshar Liasar Ba Mishum Eishas Ach. So why is he saying that? Because since there was no Isar Eishas Ach right when she fell to you were not married to her sister. So the Isar Eishas Ach fell away. And then what happened? You went and married her sister, so you created a different Isar for yourself. You created the Isar of Achos Ishto. But once your wife dies and that Isar Achos Ishto goes away, the Isar of Eishas Ach doesn't come back. That's already gone. That was gone the second your brother died. And so now she's just a regular woman who you can marry if you'd like.
The problem is that Gemara uses the word mutter b'yavimto. That's going to be a little hard to kind of get around.
Well,
Gemara uses the word yavimto.
The Gemara says
identifying her as his.
No, Yavama. The Gemara just says tachzor l'hetera harishon. It doesn't. It says you go back to the first set of heter. So most Rishonim
he's
do say
here heichi amar rav the Gemara mesa ishto mutter b'yavimto. So he's just paraphrasing. Is that what?
Oh, that was a rav. That was Rav's words. You're right. That was what Rav said. The Gemara when they explained Rav. Said yeah, Tasha Tehera Rishon. Either way, right. It's just identifying which woman she is.
You can get away with that, but I mean the Gemara, right. if it's Meduric at all, right.
The fair enough. Most Rishonim do not agree. The Rashba is kind of taking it to another step here.
Well, we still call her Yevimta even when she has to do Chalitza. So,
well,
why not? It's not that. So let's move on to the.
A few minutes.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Maybe
10 anyway. Yeah, that's true. So let's just see quickly, just to see, because the Rashba does come with this novel approach. So let's see, halacha l'maisa, if this is brought down, we see in sources 11 and 12, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, just quickly at the end, you'll see, in Mesa Arusaso, Ben Shemesa Kodem Misa Sa'achin, Ben Shemesa Lachar Misa Achin, Chazar Hayavama Le'atera, V'ratzacholetz, Ratzam Yavim. And the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing, Ratzacholetz, Ratzam Yavim. So we see if the Rashba has this shita, but it's not Lamaisa. It's not how we hold. The pashtus of the Gemara is she's back in the category of Yavama, and you have to do one or the other. So she's not gone. But Kilos Yaakov in source 13, so he takes this a step further. So if you look at the underlined portion, he named it Sadasvara. Hayarinira, Dilafiza, Kord, and this is all within the Marsha's approach. Lo Shayach Tachzor Latera Harishon, Shemeteris Lazah Shenar. So the only time we say that she's now mutter again, El Hecha She'ein Achin Acherim, when there's no other brothers. We sing, what does that case work? If, let's say, we only have a case of two brothers, and the one brother dies, and the Yavama is sitting there in front of the other brother, he goes and marries her sister, and then his wife dies. So in that case, I would think Misvara, in that case, we allow him to go ahead and marry her sister without doing chalitza. Yivam is just, she's a regular woman to whether he wants to marry her or not. Why? Avakishyesh Odachim, let's say it's a case where there's still another brother there in the mix that has this zeka bond to the woman. Shadayin zukuka lehen liyibam, asura al kol panim lezeha ach, shekvar ein lazeka lav, right? this brother can't go ahead and then just marry her while she's waiting for, well, she's waiting for Yibam. We didn't Yivam Lashuk, right? Because, but not because it's Eishasach. We said Eishasach goes away, but it's regular. Anyone can't just go ahead and marry, you can't marry Yivam. You have to wait till Yibam or Chalitza are done with her. Kevin Sheitzel Zeh, Eino Zekuka, Vali Nasi Lo Betoras Kedushin Ba'alma, Zehu Lashuk, Vaha Zekuka Lasharachim Zekas Yibam. So that's what we would have thought logically. But if you go down, next underlying parsh, Bahachi Ezer, who brings down, who also quotes this Maharsha, Nira Ligamla Harash, sorry, the Rashba, Nira Ligamla Harashba, Muteres La'achazeh She'en Zekugalo, Af Api She'esh Achin She'zekugalen. He says, doesn't matter. If there are two other brothers, there are one other brother waiting there that needs to do Yibam or Chalitza. So this woman is a Yavama in some context. The brother whose wife just died can go ahead and marry her. Not Mitoras Yibam, just marry her altogether. She, for him, she's as if she's not a Yavama at all, and there's no restrictions.
Well, which means he has to do Kedushin. He wouldn't be able to just be...
Exactly. He'd have to do a regular Kedushin. He'd have to do a regular Kedushin. Ve'im b'zeh iser Yavama l'shuk. V'tam ha'kasav, de'bevadai, ein iser Yavama l'shuk mikach zekas hayavim greda. Why? Because the iser Yavama l'shuk doesn't just come because there are other Yavamim that are waiting to do Yibam with her. Vinesra mishim lote eishtam eisachutza. It's because of the pasuk. It's like there's a kasuk. V'kevan debithilasa hutra liyabum ugeshen nesra v'chazur v'hushra chazur latera harishon. So since initially she fell to him and he was allowed to marry her because he was a brother and he was not married to her sister, so af she'ein kan od mitzvah zibum mikol makom machmes eishas hameis efshar shetiaser. That whole just like the iser fell away of Eishasach, the Isser of Yivam L'shuk also fell away. There's no Isser anymore
to him.
To him personally only, exactly. Just to him personally.
But for someone else, there would be also for that.
Yes, for someone else, it's still Isser. It's just to him personally. And if you look at the next paragraph, so this is where Kilas Yaakov tries to refine a little bit. Tali b'ikar din Yivam L'shuk. So what this really is Tali on is how we view Isser of Yivam L'shuk. Mahu iya iser hu mitzad agidus al yavam. Is the iser because there's a connection between the brothers who are alive, the yavamim? V'havi leib miktsas eishes ish al yavam, and it's almost like a quasi eishes ish, so because she's bonded to these other brothers. So she sura navas ishes mefas ishes aish shelo nitak legamri b'makam yibum and achshav zadam keishes zemes b'miktsas u'mishim hachi hu da asur l'shuk. The hashda, there he spells it out better. The hashda, imnamar de iser yivam alashuk, whom ipnei ishus habal. If the real iser is because of the brother who died, if that's what the iser yivam alashuk is coming from, that there's still some semblance, shalom nikolat legamri, that you haven't fully disconnected that entire bond because he died without children and has brothers. So shapri yesh makam lomar, de kolze lagabe shar inshi. Avalagabe ach kvar hutter iser, de mitzad ameis, butra lo, lachain, gam kishapag zekasa. So he said, if the reason why, if the Isser Yavam L'shuk is still connected to the dead brother, then that should fall away for this particular brother the same way the Eishasach Isser fell away. But if you say, if you say the other side of it, that the only Isser relating to that brother is Isser of Eishasach, that's the Isser that falls away. But the Isser of Yavam L'shuk has nothing to do with the deceased. That all has to do with the brothers who are alive. And those brothers are still alive, and so he wouldn't be able to marry. So that's the chiluk he makes of how we say in the Rashba. Would the Rashba take it a step further and say, literally, he can go in and marry his Yavama, the Yavama, in the face of his brothers who are waiting to do Yibam or Chalitza. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow.